and there was quite a show in the sky last night, if you had a clear view. Lots of shooting stars thanks to the Perseid meteor shower, which is especially dramatic this year. The dusty tail of a comet is striking the Earth's atmosphere, sending streaks of light across the night sky. Brian Mann of Here and Now contributor North Country Public Radio climbed a summit in New York's Adirondack Mountains last night to get a great view.
I am climbing through pitch blackness. Wherever my headlamp isn't pointing, it just falls away into absolute inky darkness. A little bit spooky.
This is Owl's Head, just outside Lake Placid, New York. I scramble up over rocks, catching glimpses of a half moon. There are steep cliffs on both sides of the trail. I have to be careful here.
Wow. I have come to the first break in the trees, and I can see moon-silhouetted mountains. And stars and gauzy clouds. Welcome breeze kind of moving the trees here. There's a smell of pine and cicadas making that pure summer sound.
At the crown of rock on top of Owl's Head, I make a little camp. The moon sets after midnight and the sky turns even darker. I sit up to watch.
I've just seen my first really bright flash. Oh yeah, there. Again.
For the next couple of hours, I sleep a little, then watch a little, catching glimpses of quick sparks.
Oh, the sky has really cleared now, and the Milky Way is beautiful. You can see actual currents in it, kind of little dark and light patches.
I lie there a long time, surprised over and over by fresh eruptions of comet dust. The flashes are fast as a reflex. But this colloquy of mountain rock and forest and falling light has been going on for ages. For Here and Now, I'm Brian Mann in New York's Adirondack Mountains.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm jealous. And NPR science reporter Nell Greenfield Boyce also got to see the Perseids last night. Nell, were they everything you had hoped for?
Well, you know, you always want to see meteors streaming down out of the sky like the stars are falling on you, and it wasn't quite like that. But it was pretty cool. I saw a couple dozen, everything from little lines of light to, you know, sort of bigger fireballs.
And if you missed them last night, is there still time to see the Perseids?
Absolutely. Last night was the peak, but you can definitely still see some tonight if you can get somewhere dark and give yourself some time. You know, a lot of times people look up at the sky and after 15 minutes they say, hey, you know, I didn't see anything. This is a bust. You know, what's going on? What you really need to do is get yourself somewhere dark and lie there and just look up at the sky. Let your eyes adjust. You know, don't keep looking at your phone every 5 minutes. You know, you need to just stare at the sky for like 45 minutes, preferably between midnight and dawn, because that's when the viewing is best, because the moon will set and it'll get nice and dark.
And any particular part of the sky you should look at?
You know, they say you can look at certain parts of the sky, but I mean, I find that the best thing to do is just to sort of let your eyes sort of gaze over the whole sky, and they'll come from all over the place.
That's NPR science reporter Nell Greenfield Boyce. Nell, thanks so much.
Thank you.